When there's old rainfall in the mesonets, we simply have to ignore this comparison. And here's why. Since the MRMS total is only the most recent 6 hours of data, you would have to be very careful about the exact frame you went back to in time in order to subtract out mesonet data from exactly 6 hours ago and before. This isn't easy because frame counts change based on the frequency of the volume scan, which is a factor of the VCP. I can't tell you that 100 frames is always 5 hours or something like that. It's ever-changing. Additionally, what if you're doing this past the top of the hour? That's even more frames of data you'd have to account for. We know it's not feasible to do this kind of stuff in the midst of a flash flood event, nor do we want you to. So to make it easy, we simply say, if there's old rainfall in the mesonet data, you just can't compare it with MRMS 6-hour totals to get a sense of QPE bias. In these situations, you will have to lean on your 1-hour comparisons or other rules of thumb to understand how MRMS is doing.